We just heard some music by Johann Sebastian Bach and Charles Gounod, a kind of combined tune, Ave Maria, very well known. And also, it is the tune that nearly won Barbara Padilla, America's Got Talent, a few years ago, in 2009. And she has gone on to do quite a number of things. She's performed a couple of times with the orchestra with whom she will perform a special concert this weekend, the Heartland Festival Orchestra in Peoria, under the direction of David Commande. She was twice with them in 2010. And she has a new album that is almost out. It'll be out in about a month, and a new single from it will be officially out about a week from now. She is my guest, this portion of Live and Local. Thank you very much for joining us today.
Oh, well, thank you very much for having me. I'm very, very excited. Thank you.
So I do have to ask you, if you don't mind, to kind of recap this whole America's Got Talent business, because I was looking at the video from, it's often fun to see these videos when somebody surprises the judges. You know, they always look sort of stoic and waiting to be impressed, and then somebody like you opens your mouth and sings these gorgeous notes that for some reason they didn't expect. What did you expect from that event?
Oh my God, it was America's Got Talent. Probably was one of the greatest experiences of my life. It was very exciting, because I went there not really expecting much, because I went with the cattle call audition kind of thing. I mean, there were thousands, tens of thousands of people, and just having a place in the competition, that is a big achievement, right? But you don't expect that. It just flew beautifully, and I was very surprised, but I enjoyed myself a lot. And yeah, I mean, when I was initially doing the audition with the celebrity judges, people have the capacity to boo you, and also they have the judges have the freedom to boss you, and that is a risk you're taking, right? And the vulnerability is very big, but you put yourself there, and what you can gain out of it is fantastic. So it's a lot greater than the risk you take. So I mean, they didn't buzz me; they liked it, and I was amazed. I was very happy, and I was very thankful. I felt very blessed.
Well, give us a little bit of your own background. You were born and raised in Mexico,
yes.
And is there music in your family?
Yes, there is. My mom and my uncle used to play the piano. I used to hear the piano being played all the time. We lived with my grandmother. My grandmother had a big piano, and my mom and my uncle used to play it all the time. And then I had a piano teacher, and I started taking piano. I mean, my mom and my uncle are not professional pianists, but they have musical training. So that's what happened. But the only one that decided to take it to the professional level was me. I was apparently the first one. It was very hard to resist. I mean, well, it was really impossible to resist. I really wanted to become a musician. And I had all the support of my family. My mom was always trying to see what we could do. I mean, all the siblings, what the capacities or the talents were, and she was always trying to nourish those talents, and for which I'm very thankful.
And you thought that classical music was what you wanted to do? I mean, that's I understand you were sort of inspired by her classical record collection.
Yes, actually, I always wanted to be a singer. I just it was something that was extremely attractive to me. I always liked being on stage. I always liked doing something, some theater, some dancing. I actually belonged to the folkloric ballet for a number of years, and really the pursuit of a musical career, I think anywhere, it is not. It's more like, unfortunately, it's taken like a hobby. Music is taken like a hobby, not like a professional career, really, like to go to college and study music. But that was a desire that I had, and I was trying to decide between medicine. I wanted to be a doctor, between medicine and music. I mean, go figure, right? And I ended up deciding for music because it was just impossible not to. It was. I mean, my passion was there, and it was very organic once it started to happen. Like, I applied to the School of Music, and I just stayed there. It was a very organic kind of decision.
Sort of ironically, perhaps, since you mentioned sort of the combination of medicine and music, you had an unfortunate and yet fortunate combination of those two things that ended up taking you to Houston. The unfortunate part, of course, you were ill. The fortunate part, it landed you in music school there. Do you mind talking about that a little bit?
Yeah, and you know what? The funny thing is that out of everything that I went through, I mean, yes, I had Hodgkin's disease, and I fought against it for five years, and it was sometimes very difficult. But oddly enough, what I remember or what I have out of that illness is awesome. Every memory, everything related to that is positive. I just see it as a way. I'm a believer, and I really see it as a way that God used for me to end up in Houston. And during the same visit to Houston, I did an audition to attend the Morris School of Music in the University of Houston, and I was given a full scholarship. So in reality, it was a blessing. It makes me smile and makes me very happy. I don't have any bad memories of that. It was difficult, but who doesn't have difficult times, right? It was just a very nice, it was a very good way, and very interesting way to arrange my life, kind of thing, and the result is fantastic.
I wanted to play another performance of yours from a previous visit with the Heartland Festival Orchestra, also from 2010. And you told me before we actually started this conversation that this is one of your best performances that you've done of anything so far. It comes from an opera called by Franz Lehár called The Merry Widow, or I guess an operetta.
Yes, one of my favorite performances ever is the performance of Vilya, the Vilya song with the Heartland Festival Orchestra. I look at the video and I like it. It's one of those things that has something that I just love, and it was the way the orchestra played and in the theater, and David Commande being such a great conductor. I saw myself, and I saw a free singer, because I knew that I had the support of an extremely well integrated orchestra that was following a magnificent conductor, and that means a lot. It means the world to a singer, and I love that performance.
Tell us what's happening in this song, or what leads up to this song in the operetta.
Well, she's singing a folkloric song, a folkloric tune. And she, okay, this tune talks about this man, he's a lumberjack that was just wandering in the forest, and all of a sudden he had an apparition of a beautiful, beautiful woman, and then it was Avilia, and then he starts singing to her this most beautiful tune, and this most beautiful, with this the beautiful words of love, and it's basically everything in the operetta stops, or the plot stops for this song to be performed.
Vilia by Franz Lehár from The Merry Widow. It's sung here by Barbara Padilla, who is with the Heartland Festival Orchestra on that occasion, conducted by David Commande, and she will be with them again on a Saturday at Five Points Washington in a special concert that's sort of not on their official series. And she's my guest on Live and Local today. That is soprano Barbara Padilla in music by Franz Lehár. Vilja, it's called. She was with the Heartland Festival Orchestra in that performance from a few years ago, and she'll be with them again on Saturday, a special performance at the Five Points, Washington. She's my guest on Live and Local. And you have this new recording that you've completed. It is nearly complete to the point where it's on record shelves, but not yet. It'll be out there in about a month. I think that May 27th is the official release date for the new CD, which is simply called Barbara Padilla on Moon Music Records. Or Moon, do you say it? Music? M-O-O-S-I-C, it says. Moon Music Records.
Moon Music.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you're being, at this point, you're being billed as a crossover artist.
Yes, and you know what? I love it. My plan was to become, or to be forever, an opera singer. And I love opera, and I love theater, and I love being a singer, I love being an actress. And the opera combines the two of them, and I thought, well, this is great. But then there was a beautiful turn of events with, again, America's Got Talent, and I found out that singing more pop songs and in an operatic kind of way and being holding a microphone or being singing through a microphone directly to the audience allowed me to connect with them as Barbara Padilla and not as Hannah. Like if I was singing The Merry Widow, I would be Hannah. I wouldn't be Barbara Padilla, and I would be Violetta if I was singing Marietta, and I would never be able to stop and say hi, how are you? You know, I mean, never to be Barbara Padilla in front of the audience. And I just discovered this awesome world of the classical crossover, and I love it. I didn't know how it was going to work out or not, because you have to step away from opera. So to speak, it's not one or the other, but you have to dedicate yourself, heart and soul, to one discipline. And what's going on right now is that we are releasing a CD that has classical crossover songs that are basically pop songs and classical songs. With the operatic technique, sang with the operatic technique, and it is not necessarily complete. The arrangements are not necessarily classical and are not necessarily pop. They are more towards the classical, but aren't completely hardcore classical. And it is a lot of fun too, because you can be yourself when you are singing those songs instead of becoming a character. Don't get me wrong, becoming a character is fun. But this is very beautiful as well.
There is a pair of tunes on this new CD that sort of combines both of those elements, pop music and classical. It's uniting a tune from the film from some years ago, Romeo and Juliet, music by Nino Rota. And then the second part of it is actually by Giuseppe Verdi from La Traviata, which you just mentioned a bit ago, Addio del Passato. Tell us how these two tunes got to be put together, and do you make any attempt to approach them differently?
That was a lot of fun when we were doing that. That is the result of having a very good producer that's also a very good friend of mine, and he was just trying to experiment and to think how we could do this more beautiful and more fun, and he wanted to integrate some kind of he wanted to go from Romeo and Juliet to another tune. He wanted to insert something different to the song. And I'm like, well, the saddest thing that I can think of is Adio del Pasado by Verdi. And you know what? It worked out perfectly. And Jorge Calandrelli, the arranger, oh my gosh, that guy is phenomenal. And he did arrange both tunes to integrate them. He brought the Romeo and Juliet tune into a more classical flavor and Adio del Pasado into a less classical. So it was a mesh, a perfect fusion of the two genres.
Ooh. through tears and thorns, we will endure as we pass surely through every storm. A time for us, someday there'll be.
Barbara Padilla with the London Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Jorge Calandrelli, in music, a combination of music by Nino Rota from Romeo and Juliet, the film, and Giuseppe Verdi from La Traviata, the opera. A Time for Us, or Un Giorno per Noi, and Addio del Passato. Barbara Padilla will be performing with the Heartland Festival Orchestra this coming Saturday. It's an extra concert on their series, a very special concert in which she'll be performing a mix of music from the new CD, which is what that just came from, and also some operatic and pop tunes. Saturday, 7:30 at Five Points Washington, just outside Peoria. David Commande will conduct that concert, as always. This is Live and Local. Our broadcast is made possible with support from the Sousa Archives and Center for American Music, breathing life into the history of our nation's musical past through exhibits, guided tours, and performances at the University of Illinois. More information is available, and visits can be scheduled at 217-333-4577. Barbara Padilla, my guest on Live and Local today. Tell me a little bit how you went about compiling, or rather deciding, what songs to put on this record. That I hope it's fair to say that the mood is similar through the record. You seem to have a unifying conception for it.
Yes. Well, I just wanted to tell you. You were just mentioning that it's the concert is this Saturday, and it hit me. Oh my gosh! I'm gonna be singing with the Heartland Festival Orchestra this Saturday. I'm so excited. I'm so excited. And then you were telling our audience that my CD is coming out on the single on the 29th and the CD on May 27th, and it just piled up. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited about those things. I can't believe it. It's been long, but you know what? It's been worth it. So yeah, about the tunes. Again, we just had fun. You know, we contacted Greg Field, who had just won Producer of the Year, the Grammy for Producer of the Year, the Latin Grammy, and with Jorge Calandrelli. They both won because they were producer and co-producer, so they won the album, the Latin Grammy for Producer of the Year. And once we started working together, he just, it occurred to him that we could do something that was very international and something that was very, very classical in combining very well-known songs and beautiful pop songs. And it sounded like a very good idea, and it sounded like a lot of fun. it was a collaboration when we were choosing the tunes between Greg Field, Jorge Calandrelli, and me. And I think I listened to I don't know how many thousands of songs. And there was this one time that I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't think I like music anymore. it was too much. So we listened, and we came up with the 7 more songs that we recorded in London, and yes, it has a it flows with the same mood, except for one of the songs that's in the CD, and you'll hear it when the album's out, and it's a little more flamenco kind of thing, but it is, we wanted to do something very coherent. We wanted to do something that flowed, that talked about something very specific, and it is not an easy task to put together a classical crossover repertoire, because you have to choose songs that are suitable for this kind of music. And we wanted to do something internationally known with some of the tunes, and that people, we're trying to do something that people are really going to enjoy, and that's how we ended up with what we have in the CD.
Wanted to play just a portion of one of the songs on here, and I should note that I think everything. There's a little bit of English, but everything else is either in Italian or Spanish. This one, Alfonsina y el Mar. Now, this is one I don't know, and it's billed as one of your own favorites. Tell me where this comes from.
Oh, my gosh. Alfonsina y el Mar. Well, here's what happened. Jorge Calandrelli is from Argentina. And we were trying to figure out what songs we were going to record. And we were at Greg's house, and Greg kind of disappeared for a moment. And Jorge Calandrelli and I just stayed there and started playing songs in Spanish. And he started playing Alfonsina. Alfonsina, everybody in Latin America knows the song. Because it's a very famous tune, and because it's so beautiful, and so I started singing it. But the way I hear Alfonsina is not necessarily the way everybody else hears it. It is a very sad story of a lady that takes her own life, and. And it's the song is taking you through the last moments of her life in a very poetic way, and so we just started singing and playing with it, right? And then Greg comes back to where the piano is, and he's like, "What is that?" And we're like, "What? It's just Alfonsina, right?" And he was crazy about it. And it was not necessarily in my plans to record that song. But you know what? It made sense. Complete sense. Because it's a very dear song to a lot of Latin Americans and Hispanic people. So we decided to record it and it was I took some freedom doing this song, and Jorge Calandrelli was amazing when he was arranging this piece, because I was singing and I was taking freedom. I was just completely into the character of Alfonsina, and it just the whole thing made sense all of a sudden, and we I love the way it came out. I really do.
Alfonsina y el Mar, Alfonsina and the Sea, sung by Barbara Padilla here with the London Symphony led by Jorge Calandrelli on Live and Local. A portion of a song from the new CD by Barbara Padilla, self-titled. Alfonsina y el Mar is the name of the song. She's performing here with the London Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Jorge Calandrelli. And she'll be performing with the Heartland Festival Orchestra in Peoria Saturday night, a special concert on their season. Concert starts at 7:30 at Five Points, Washington. The CD won't be out for a while. Officially scheduled to release on May 27th, there is a single that'll be released on April 29th, so just a little over a week from today. And Barbara Padilla, my guest on Live and Local today. I'm Kevin Kelly. Our program is made possible with support from Sinfonia da Camera, presenting Three's a Charm on Saturday, May 3rd at 7:30 p.m. in the Folinger Great Hall at the Krannert Center for the Performing Arts with pianist and conductor Ian Hobson. Sinfonia will perform three Beethoven favorites. Tell me a little bit about, before we let you go, tell me a little bit about where you see your career going at this point, because you're, I guess, is it fair to say, most of the time a stay-at-home mom?
When I'm not singing, I'm a stay-at-home mom, yes. If I'm not singing, I'm here, and I try to spend as much time with my daughter and my husband as possible. I try to be as involved as possible. But right now, the way it looks is that I'm going to be promoting the CD and traveling and singing a lot more. here's the thing. Everything has like a very good side. We had to come to a halt almost because we needed to complete the CD and we needed something that we wanted to promote. We wanted to offer something very nice to people, and we wanted to give something to people that was done with tons of love and was very professionally done. So we waited a little, and it was a great thing because I had the time to spend with my daughter. I mean, she's 8 years old, and I tried to stay as involved as possible with her school and all that stuff. And I think it was a very important kind of opportunity for me, not to be performing so much. But right now, it looks like everything is going to turn upside down. And don't get me wrong, I love it. And everybody loves it. I mean, my family, they could not be more supportive. And I love singing, and I can't wait to be a full-time singer again. And both things are so beautiful. I mean, I enjoyed being with my family, and now I can't wait to. No, it sounds kind of weird. I can't wait to get away from them. I know I love them. I just can't wait to start singing again.
Singing again as a full-time thing.
Yeah.
Or close
yes.
to it. Yeah.
You know what? And it gets crazy. It gets crazy. If you think about it, singing in one place one day, one night, and the next day taking an early flight to be singing in another place. And it's happened before, it looks like it's going to start to happen again. I mean, praise be to God, because that's something that's a very good thing. It can get very crazy.
Well, you're living your dream.
Yes.
Barbara Padilla will be with the Heartland Festival Orchestra on Saturday, 7:30 at Five Points, Washington. You can get more information at their website, Heartland Festival Orchestra. You can get more information on Barbara Padilla at that same site, Barbara Padilla. It's spelled B-A-R-B-A-R-A, as you would expect, P-A-D-I-L-L-A. Thank you very much for joining us on Live and Local today.
Thank you very much for having me, Kevin. I enjoyed a lot, and I can't wait to see you there, and I can't wait to be there and see David and the Heartland Festival Orchestra, and I'll see you all there.
Her new CD will be out on May 27th. The first single from that CD, called Toussaint, will be out officially on the 29th. Here's a scoop on Toussaint from Barbara Padilla on Live and Local.
Tu sei per me la storia che il filo d'erba dice alla rugiada. Sei il viaggio della nuvola che al vento va prima che piuccia. Sogno che non finirà quando l'aurora illumina la strada. Tu sei per me il fiore che rinascerà qualunque cosa accada. Tu
Tu sei l'acqua che lui tratti dalla pura essenza della sua sorgente. Sei melodia che avvolge l'anima mia con le sue note lente. Tu sei per me il muschio che la pietra scalda senza chiedere. Tu sei per me il fiume che mi porterò con sé nella corrente. Tu sei quello che non so, ma so dirlo il battito del cuore.
Barbara Padilla, music called To Say. You are is what that means. First portion of it, you are my passion, you my mad inspiration. You're the divinity of flesh and poetry. You're the spirituality, fantasy, and fragility. You're in the cheerfulness of the sunny days. You're all I want. And it goes from there. And that is from her new self-titled CD, which will not be released till the end of May. And in fact, that single, you just heard a scoop because it won't officially be released for another week, April 29th, to say. And she'll be performing with Heartland Festival Orchestra Saturday night at 7:30 at Five Points, Washington. I'm Kevin Kelly. This is Live and Local. Here are some other events you can see and hear live over the next few days in our listening area. It's the weekly Monday Night Hootenanny at the Rose Bowl Tavern in downtown Urbana. That's going to start at 8 o'clock and usually runs till, I think, 11 or midnight or so. The Illinois Modern Ensemble will perform at the Krannert Center in Urbana tomorrow evening at 7:30. It's the Illinois State University Symphony Orchestra Concerto Aria Concert at the ISU Center for the Performing Arts in Normal tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. Eastern Illinois University Jazz Combos will be performing at the Dowdna Fine Arts Center in Charleston tomorrow evening at 7:30. University of Illinois Hinesley Symphonic Band and Concert Band and Campus Concert Band all performing at the Krannert Center tomorrow night at 7:30. It's a program called Drumming Up World Music, Rhythms, Songs, and Drums of West Africa, the Caribbean, and the USA at Lakeland College Theater in Mattoon, Wednesday morning at 11 o'clock. It's the ISU Guitar Studio Recital at Kemp Recital Hall on the ISU campus in Normal, Wednesday evening at 7:30, and the ISU Symphonic and University Bands performing at the ISU Center for the Performing Arts Wednesday night at 8 o'clock. The Millikan University Saxophone Ensemble will be at Kuiper Hall on the campus in Decatur Wednesday night at 7:30. And the traditional Irish music session in downtown Champaign happening every Wednesday night at 8:30 at Dublin O'Neill's. Those are some of the events you can go participate in our listening area. Our programs are made possible with support from the Danville Symphony Orchestra, presenting Two Times the Fun on Saturday, April 26th at 7:30 p.m., featuring piano duo Charles Webb and Steve Manning, and Ogden Nash's clever poetic accompaniment to Carnival of the Animals. More information is available at 217-443-5300. You're listening to 90.9 WYLL FM and HD Urbana with translator W293 AF Danville, NPR Classical Music and More for Central Illinois. We're a member-supported service of the College of Media at Illinois. Showers are likely, and there's a chance of thunderstorms this evening, then a slight chance of showers after midnight. Our low temperature will be about 48 degrees. Tomorrow, sunny and cooler with a high of 62. Wednesday's outlook, mostly sunny, with a high temperature in the lower 60s. It's currently 67 degrees at 4:57. Stay tuned for All Things Considered at 5 o'clock. Here's one more performance by Barbara Padilla. This was with her earlier, one of her earlier appearances with the Heartland Festival Orchestra from 2010, not long after she was the runner-up at America's Got Talent. And this comes from Puccini's opera La Bohème. This is Musetta's Waltz.